This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on, well, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is a holster I wear daily. Whether inside the waistband or outside the waistband, they have everything covered. For the outside the waistband application, I find the OSH paddle to be superb. Because of the positive retention, it's a very low profile holster. There's not a lot to it that's sticking out of your belt. The paddle system on the inside is very stable, very solid. It's what I use. Check it out, tacticalholsters.com. On the Democratic side of the nomination process, you have two people that are polling, and then you have two people that aren't. You had three people that weren't, but one's dropped out. And one of them that isn't is Martin O'Malley, former governor of Maryland, former mayor of Baltimore. And spokeshole Haley Morris told CBS News that he's going to put forward the boldest and most comprehensive plan to reduce gun violence through a mix of congressional and executive action. He's making clear with this proposal that he will not wait for Congress to act because this is a matter of saving lives. Under his planned actions, gun manufacturers seeking federal contracts would also be required to make their products safer through design changes, such as assigning hidden serial numbers to firearms that can't be defaced. That only makes that gun safer if it's pulled apart and that serial number is looked for. It doesn't make it safer at all. And it would also ban the manufacture and sale of so-called cop killer ammunition, which is coated and more effectively penetrates hard surfaces. The coating doesn't help it penetrate hard surfaces. The coating is there to protect your barrel. When are these idiots going to get this? First of all, he's saying let's ban all rifle ammunition because all rifle ammunition, in large part, will penetrate most soft body armor. It will punch a hole clean through it. That's primarily because of the way it's designed and how fast it's moving. So, the 5.56 becomes a cop killer. 308, cop killer. 7.62 by 39, if you can get a cop killer. Everything fired out of a long gun, cop killer. Because they got a coating. Other actions that he will present Tuesday focuses on disarming and prosecuting individuals who break the law, including domestic abusers. In order to track those who attempt to buy firearms but don't pass required background checks, he will also propose creating an electronic alert system of failed, which will inform local law enforcement agencies of failed sales. Now he's just making technology up. And here's the thing. You will have to have a group of law enforcement sitting by, twiddling their thumbs, waiting near every gun shop. Okay? You're not going to have a matter of minutes unless it's somebody that's, you know, gotten a false negative. And then we'll know that because they will ask for, I don't remember how they put it, but there's a way they put it. I haven't had to deal with it because I have a concealed carry permit in South Carolina. I don't have a background check anymore. So, and that means 100% of the guns I buy, I don't go through a background check there, Hillary Martin. In addition, licensed firearm dealers would be subject to tougher oversight, and gun owners would be required to abide by new safety guidelines for storing guns in homes. See, what that means is that all of you that don't have a gun safe are going to have to buy a gun safe. And then once that is passed, then just to make sure that everything is being complied with, we're going to do no-knock, warrantless, no-notice inspections on your home to make sure you've got a gun safe and all of your guns are in them. Welcome to East Germany. I'm Martin O'Malley, your president. He also builds on a separate plan to reduce and prevent gun violence that his campaign released in September, which relied more heavily on legislative action. Gun violence and how to stop it has become a focal point for his race for the nomination as he attempts to be more liberal than anybody out there. I'm still waiting to figure out how they're going to have this alarm system where every time a background check has failed, the background check cops are going to come out of the walls going, all right, boy, you're coming with us. They have got a million people right now that they could go get. Never forget that. A million people that have been, they're prohibited or they are mentally incompetent or something. Since the background check system has been out there, there's a million people identified, which they do nothing about. But we're going to start now. Okay. This is his new plan to take executive action, which means those of you that are going to vote for Congress, it doesn't matter because Martin O'Malley is going to be the grand poobah, potentate of the United States. Be-hee-hee-ha-ha! And he's going to be in charge of everything, and we don't need no stinking Congress. I'm going to run it. I'm more liberal than Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I'm Martin O'Malley. Vote for me. He went to Boulder, Colorado to crash the Republican debate. He decided that he's more serious about this. He says that Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders and their snipering and bickering back and forth, that distracts from the life and death importance of this issue. You know, you caused a lot of people, their property, everything that you set up in Maryland and in Baltimore, O'Malley, that led to a lot of businesses being burnt to the ground. I'm surprised there's not a bigger loss of life. Baltimore has become, Maryland's Mogadishu. I mean, you've got homicide spiking like it's lottery tickets. And you're out there you're in the middle of a historic 50% drop over the last 25 years in violence and crime, violent crime across the board. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. It doesn't matter if it was perpetrated with a gun. Violent crime across the board. I attach no moral equivalent or high ground to somebody beating me half to death versus them shooting me and wounding me. So I like the fact that crime is going down. And you're out there and you're writing in to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Spokeshole Morris said that O'Malley will continue to draw a contrast with Clinton and Sanders when he announces these actions on Tuesday. He's made clear that every presidential candidate should follow his lead on backing several critical steps to reduce gun violence. Gun violence is self-reducing, you moron. I know you want to be pertinent. I know you're dancing around right now going, look at me, look at me, look at me. That doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing, pal. Not nothing at all. You aren't polling. Here in my state, we've got Lindsey Graham. He's not polling. He's not making as much noise as you. He still thinks he's sort of pertinent, too. I get it. I get it. I understand. It'll be okay. We're going to be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is, well, they lead. They lead in innovation. For the people that don't know about G-Code, that maybe don't carry their product, they're amazed whenever they run into it, whenever they bump into it. For people like a tactical thigh rig or something, they get out there and they look at something like Safariland or Blackhawk, and those rigs are gigantic. If you fall and land on one of those things, you may break your femur. That's an exaggeration, of course. The G-Code rig is smaller. It is more modular. It can move. If you're running a drop leg, you can move it to your plate carrier if you're wearing a plate carrier. You can run it to your belt if you're wearing a belt. It doesn't matter. The rapid transition interface is what makes it so modular. Check them out at technicalholsters.com. I'm going to tell you a story that makes me very angry. It makes me very angry because they keep proposing gun control, and this is just a latest episode where they actually had a moment where they could do something with a real bad person, and they didn't. They didn't enforce the law that we already have regarding gun control. Okay? This is a story of two women. One is named Carrie Orozco. The other one, Jaleta Johnson. Carrie Orozco, I don't know how old she was. How old was she? I don't know. She was a young mother, married, three beautiful children. Husband knows how to rock a beard and a sport coat with a t-shirt. That's pretty rare. And she was a working lady, too. Jaleta Johnson, 26 years old, young and stupid. Okay. Carrie Orozco was getting ready for maternity leave because her third child was born prematurely. She was on her last day at work before beginning maternity leave. And here's where everything goes sideways. Carrie Orozco was a police officer for Omaha, Nebraska, in Omaha. She and some of her partners were out there chasing a guy named Marcus Wheeler, another 26-year-old guy. Convicted felon, known gang member. They're chasing him. And in the course of a chase, the gunfight begins. And in the exchange of gunfire, Wheeler fired a total of 9 rounds, one of which struck Orozco right above her bulletproof vest. Remember when I said it's very lucky to be hit in your plates? Well, Ms. Orozco got hit above her plates. Wheeler was subsequently shot and killed by Sergeant Jeff Copates during the continued pursuit. Orozco, who at the time was working her last shift before taking a deferred maternity leave, days after her premature baby was released from medical care, was rushed to the hospital, but efforts to save her were unsuccessful. Let's put everything on pause and rewind. Back to Jaleta Johnson. Jaleta Johnson, in April of this year, went into a Jonesboro, Georgia pawn shop and purchased a Glock and a 50-round drum magazine and ammo, and lied on the corresponding paperwork at the time of the purchase, answering yes when asked if she was the actual buyer of the gun and not purchasing the gun for another individual. You see, Jaleta was Marcus Wheeler's girlfriend. Marcus Wheeler gave her the money for the gun and told her exactly what to buy. In August, Johnson, who initially said someone who lived with her took the gun but later admitted she bought it for Wheeler, pled guilty to providing false information to a federally licensed firearms dealer when she purchased the gun. In addition to a year of probation, U.S. District Judge Eleanor L. Ross ordered Johnson to 440 hours of community service and 180 days of house arrest. For this straw purchaser who facilitated the murder of a police officer, of a mother, of a wife, of a daughter. She set it up. She didn't have the moral compass to look at her convicted felon boyfriend and say, you need to have better control of yourself. I don't need to be buying you a gun. You're not supposed to have a gun. She did it probably out of love. She lost her boyfriend. She should be losing her freedom for a decade. She should not emerge from prison until she's going on her 40s. No. She got a year of probation, 40 hours of community service, and 180 days of house arrest. That means she can wear her own jammies. That means that she can eat off her own plates. The Omaha Police Union is unhappy with this, and they have referred to this day in court as the day the federal justice system failed. Johnson could have been given a $250,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison, and that would have still been generous to her, to give her that. She should have gotten the max, because that would have been generous, because in 10 years, she's still alive. Carrie Roscoe is not alive. She died with a premature baby that had just been taken home not too long ago that will never know her mother. And she had two other very good-looking kids that were, you know, they knew her, their mother, and now they have to learn life without her. The union asked the question, how does this make you feel, knowing the court system that is supposed to help to protect you from violent felons and those who aid them just let her walk free? What kind of message does this send to offenders in the future that will purchase guns for violent felons that are prohibited from purchasing firearms? Tells them they can get away with it. Tells them they can get away with it with a slap on the wrist, 180 days of house arrest, and they've got to go out and pick up garbage on the side of the road for a week. That's what it tells them. They got to go visit with some guy for a year. That's what it tells them. They can be an accessory to murder, and that's their penalty. That's what it tells them. We don't need any more gun control. Not if we're going to not use it. Gun control is not for the lawbreakers, folks. It's for me and you. The ones that make them nervous. Not the ones that are breaking the law. They aid and abet. It's for me and you. We make them nervous. We will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code, you know, they started out sort of, I don't want to say modestly, because their first line of Kydex with their SOC, the SXT, and the OSH were epic. They were epic. One, they were smaller than most of their counterparts. Two, there was no gimmick to it. These were very well thought out designs. Three, they were indestructible and backed up by a lifetime warranty. Four, they were so modular that there was no way to actually get out there and quantify how many different ways you could set these things up. Most of the time, you would look at that and say, wow, that's a fine product line. What a great body of work they've done. Scott Evans, you rule, Jack. No, that wasn't enough. Then they decided to collaborate with Travis Haley. Out of that, we got things like the NCOG and the DC-3 line. Then they decided, you know, Kydex can move. And then they proved it with the Scorpion line, which is a, you know, this is outrageous stuff, the Scorpion line. Then, you know, after all that, you're sitting back saying, wow, okay. Plus, we don't even talk about the knives and the belts and everything else you do. What could possibly be left? Well, then there's that fusion of G-Code Kydex with tactical nylon that they refer to as the Contact series, which is the most elegant of combat systems you can lug around, throw on quick, very fast, very portable, very low profile. And they continue on. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, this Saturday, let me turn this down. I'm going to give myself a little accompanying music for this, but let me take this down just a little bit. This Saturday, I'm going to have this meeting. In this meeting, I'm going to look at bringing you something that is going to be an augmentation to your total tactical loadout that you've never thought about before. Some of you have, without a doubt. Some of you have gotten out there, and maybe you've already taken the step. We're going outside the box, outside of the tactical mindset, the one I occupy, anyway. Because we're going to be I'm going to be introducing myself to a married couple named Powell, and they run something called Black River K9. This is a dog that will board a helicopter with you. This is a dog that will stand between your legs while you empty a magazine at an assailant. This is a dog who, on command, will go after said assailant. He will stay near you. He will protect you. When you come home at the end of the day and your children grab his head and hang off of it like he's a jungle gym, he will lick their face. This will be an augmentation unbelievable. That's the tease. Black River K9 coming soon. That will all be off of Saturday's meeting. We're going to be hooking up Saturday, and we will take it from there. Some of you are already looking into it, so, I get it. This is going to be very exciting because this is something I've never been involved in before, so this is going to be good for me. This will be a learning curve. Anyway, there are some lessons to be learned coming out of Virginia, and I know I keep pounding on this, but, Virginia saw an insinuation of money. We saw Andy Parker, who is the father of Allison Parker, the slain reporter out of Roanoke, Virginia. He came out there and went after, what was that guy's name? Glenn Sturtevant. He went after him in the 10th district race. Bloomberg came out against Sturtevant and Parrish, Hal Parrish, in the 29th district. He dropped $2.2 million in there. The massive spending did pay off to a degree against Parrish, did not pay off against Sturtevant. Parrish was in an uphill battle anyway. He only had $15,000 in the bank. Statewide offices do not typically spend that much money. Not for that kind of office. Here in South Carolina, the General Assembly people make about between $10,000 and $12,000 a year. I don't know how they're dropping $1 million or so to have that office. Now, this is proving to be a major disappointment for Bloomberg, of course, because once again, he gets to find out that out-of-state money isn't everything. McAuliffe did not get what he wanted. He wanted to be able to establish a progressive legacy in Old Dominion, much beyond the destruction he's already done there. But for Republicans in general and gun owners in particular, this is a learning moment for us. Because let's look at the Parrish campaign. He had a reported NRA rating of 79% that equates to a mediocre C-plus on the grading scale. Such a dismal performance is hardly enough to motivate gun owners to do all the things necessary for victory, including actively campaigning and donating money, especially in a Democrat district, with Bloomberg buying all of the airwaves. It also raises the question of what the heck the A-minus grade endorsement were all about and what that says about reliability of ratings. As for Sturtevant, he's lucky his district wasn't as politically lopsided, and especially lucky NRA gave him an AQ questionnaire rating and endorsement in spite of his reported 86% B average grade. He's also lucky that objections raised by the Virginia Citizens Defense League over his refusal to return their survey and concerns raised by other gun rights advocates over his enforce existing gun laws philosophy did not receive wider attention. His initial win was disputed in the beginning with his Democrat opponent holding off on immediately conceding what proved to be a very close race. Bloomberg's money, like it was in Colorado, can sputter and seize up. It can. It also shows Republicans, we that intend to vote that way, need to decide who their friends are. You can do a great deal of research without relying on the NRA rating. There's a great deal of research out there. And, you know, if you're a member of the NRA, you know, we know the NRA, that we're trying to change the NRA from the inside out with people like Sean Maloney and Tim Knight. But we need to sort of remind them that being squishy on some of these guys, we need a little more guidance on this if we're going to, you know, when we give our money to the National Rifle Association or to the Gun Owners of America or to the Second Amendment Foundation or to the Firearms Policy Coalition or whoever it is, I actually expect them to lead. I'm conceding the high ground to them. So, intellectually anyway, I'm saying I need to know what you know. And I'll be a member to help out with that. So that, you know, this is one of these moments where from this, and you know what? We don't need the NRA. We don't need GOA. We don't need the Second Amendment Foundation. Most of us aren't members of these things anyway that are gun owners. So I will say this to you. In local politics, go to the local politician, ask him what he stands for, make your decision then. That means you have to get off the couch or out of the chair. You have to get in the car. You have to go somewhere like to Denny's or, I don't know, some out-of-the-way place where he's appearing and talking, Q&A-ing, question him, ask him. Look him in the eye. Don't read about it. We will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. You know, I made the ISIS welcome wagon bag not too long ago. It was okay. It wasn't quite as elegant as I wanted it to be. I like for, you know, when, if I have to go out there and kill jihadis, I want to have the specter of croissants and nice coffee behind me. So I'm looking for elegance, so lethal elegance. My ISIS welcome wagon bag was not supplying that. So I decided to look around, and then lo and behold, there's G-Code, and they come out with a contact series. The Traveler's Bag. Traveler's Bag is a piece of kit that is unbelievably small, unbelievably well packaged, and unbelievably lethal. In something the size of a lunchbox, I have a plate, or not a plate carrier, a chest rig, big enough to hold 3 magazines of AR-15, 2 magazines for my pistol, and a complete blowout kit and a pouch, which I have more magazines for my AR-15 in. That all deploys as soon as the zipper is out, 2 clips, and I'm in it. You too can have that lethal elegance. Check them out. The contact series, TacticalHolsters.com. In Buffalo, Barack Hussein Obama's hometown of Chirac, on Halloween night, we discovered something that was surprising, I'm sure, for those there, especially for law enforcement. It was discovered that even there, more guns equal less crime. Because a habitual criminal tried to rob a shop with a paintball gun, and he was shot and killed by a patron. That's the second time that's happened. We've had an Uber driver there. This is the second time that I know of. It may have happened more than this, but I also know of the Uber driver that stopped a guy that was trying to be a spree shooter. And this guy was quite judicious in his lead placement, because he was shooting at a guy that was near a crowd, and he only hit the guy. So, Illinois, Chicago, your concealed carriers, you guys rock. Since the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the Illinois ban on concealed carriers unconstitutional in December of 2012... the wave of carnage predicted by law enforcement there has failed to materialize. McLean County, Illinois Sheriff John Sonage and other local law enforcement officials told the Bloomington Pantograph in January, concealed carry in Illinois has produced no dire results. Okay, is it Sandage or Stonage? Okay, well, he was elected in November, but has been with the department more than 20 years and said, we haven't seen, by and large, people getting concealed carry permits. Our responsible gun owners. And they're going to follow the law as it's written. I thought initially we could see, as the applications got improved, an increase in calls for service with potential individuals with a gun. We did not see increase in calls or incidents with folks on the street concealed carrying, although some are going to be better at concealing than others. Decatur Police Chief Brad Sweeney said he didn't really know what to expect when concealed carry became law in Illinois last year. First of all, how could these guys not know when it is so prevalent in the United States? Can't they pick up a TV? Can't they get up and read a book? Can't they get up and call a... Don't they belong to sheriffs and police chiefs? Don't they belong to, like, organizations? Couldn't they have called David Clark? Chuck Wright in Spartanburg, South Carolina? Couldn't they have called those guys? I mean, there's plenty of guys to call and say, hey, how does that concealed carry thing work for you with your constituents? I know they're out there going, you know, we didn't know. Chief Sweeney and his officers hoped it would not cause any problems because they were very, you know, it did cross their mind that the city might turn into the wild, wild west. Sweeney says it's been a non-event. We were worried these firearms might turn up in cases, but I could not find any report of an incident all of last year. In fact, their adoption of concealed carry, the last state to do it, albeit unwillingly, led to a drop in Chicago's crime rate, which is, you know... the thing about it is that, you know, Jerry McCarthy, who's the one out there saying, well, you know, the concealed carriers will be shot down like dogs by my officers, he's out there saying that it's due to better police work. But there's an increase in the number of pistol-packing permits that let citizens defend themselves, their families, and their neighborhoods. So the law has left criminals uncertain about who may be able to shoot back, and that's the problem. That's the problem. Now, in these areas, and see, I don't know if any of the, you know, with the FOID card and all the stuff, all the hoops you got to jump through in Illinois and Chicagoland and everything else, I don't know if any of that's been removed just because there's concealed carry. So it may become a thing where only the well-to-do can afford to do it. Richard Pearson, the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, told the Washington Times, it isn't any coincidence that crime rates started to go down when concealed carry was permitted. Just the idea that criminals don't know who is armed and who isn't has a deterrent effect. The police department hasn't changed a single tactic. They haven't announced a shift in policy. And you have these incredible numbers. At the end of July of this year, they had received in Illinois 83,183 applications and had issued 68,549 concealed carry licenses, with many more expected. In 1 year, they've already eclipsed the total of California, which has, 9 million gun owners, but they, you know, sporadic issue. According to the Chicago Police Department, robberies leading to arrests have dropped 20% from last year. Reports of burglary and motor vehicle theft have declined 20% and 26%. And the homicide rate hit a 56-year low in the first quarter of this year. Now, this despite the numbers I've told you about over the last, you know, in 2015. The 56-year low is still abysmal. That this many people is getting killed in Chicago. More guns, less crime. Except here comes Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama back to Chicago. He's a great believer in the disarmed citizenry and the gun-free zone. Speaking in Chicago, which is arguably the murder capital of America now, and he was blaming guns for the crime. He was at the International Association of Police Chiefs on October 27th. Gang crime in his city on the east is due to the availability of guns, you see. He says it's too easy for criminals to buy guns, and that makes police officers' already dangerous job far more dangerous than it should be. And it makes the community so fearful that it's hard for them to be a good partner with you. The streets become abandoned, and parents start not being as involved. Maybe those parents should be able to defend themselves, Barack. Mr. President, you are very well protected, by the way. Maybe you should lead by example. Get rid of all of your Secret Service detail. They don't need no guns. Or better yet, just let them have stun guns. Yeah. You could declare it to be a gun-free zone. Chicago Tribune columnist John Cass wrote in 2008 that in Chicago, only two classes of people can possess guns, the criminals and the politicians. City politicians, he noted, use their influence to become deputized peace officers so they can carry or often go around surrounded by armed bodyguards in the city, on the city payroll. If you're not one of those people up to this point, you haven't been able to do that. Now you can. So if Buffalo Barack and Hillary Clinton really believe what they're saying about guns, then we can expect to see a sign on the White House lawn saying, "This White House is a gun-free zone, no weapons allowed. Not even the Secret Service is armed here. I'm Hillary Clinton, and I'm the idiot that made that happen." Anyway, it's amazing how dumb they think we are. We will do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes to competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.